So, I told my mate yesterday that we had an interview with you. And he said, oh, that's good. Can you ask them what Chelsea Dagger means?
So instead of that, how often do you get asked about Chelsea Dagger and are you sick of it?
Yes and yes. And often.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it means. It was a friend of mine uses it as a stage name. She's a burlesque dancer. I stole it from her.
Oh, fair enough.
She's never told me what that means. But, you know, they should ask her.
Yeah. Well,
they should Facebook her. No, she's called that.
Yeah.
She's easy to find.
Yeah. Well, I imagine if you search it, it comes up with your song before.
Yeah,
but like, maybe the fourth page it might come up.
Which she's not best pleased about.
I can imagine. Yeah.
So do you literally, have you ever gone through an interview without being asked about it?
About 10 minutes ago, the guy didn't ask.
Oh, really?
Wow. We semi-asked about it. It's not funny.
What was your first question?
Yeah.
We've asked without asking, we hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, it's a smart question.
But you still ask.
But I mean, so far the entire interview has been Chelsea Dagger.
Yeah.
You can change it anytime you like.
Yeah. We've actually got a question for you from one of the other bands asking, what's the Fratellis as a collective favourite animal? They thought that'd be an interesting question.
That came from Air Lou, who played the confetti stage earlier. They want to know what your favourite animal is. I don't know why, but they do.
We are quite partial to a kangaroo.
Yeah. No,
as a group,
yeah.
Is that the consensus? Say,
I think I've heard it said more than once that that is our favourite.
If there's a headline, the Fratellis love kangaroos, we'd be okay with that.
That would be true. Beyond, yeah.
It's actually something that I wanted to personally ask is, like, what's the most rock and roll thing you guys have done? Like, you know, like throwing a telly out the window, driving a car into a pool. What's the most rock and roll thing the Fratellis have done?
You know, nothing that interesting. We've smashed the odd guitar,
wrecked
the odd drum kit.
As you do.
We've decimated a stage a couple of times. But it's expensive.
Is it planned? Do you just think, you know what, I'm going to go for it? Or do you think,
The best time was the most spontaneous time when it wasn't planned. But it was also the last time because we destroyed about £15,000 worth of gear.
Wow.
Which needs replaced. So that was the last time we did that.